Okwa outere da krim.
What does that mean? Oh, never mind. No, you know what? Maybe I need to clarify this, okay? Because, just matured is maybe what I meant, okay? Because, like, Melly came for me, just like older men, just no exhale love, okay?
Oh my God.
No, I just meant matured, you know, George Clooney type of vibes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Matured, like, you're in your 50s, still working out, looking.
I mean, you like what you like.
Yeah, you're waking up at 5 a.m. to go to CrossFit Damascus. So where does Lami work out? Somewhere there.
Oh my God. It's 7:38 on the BBC Heart and Soul. Yeah. The NSK and Sheikh Khan is on your radio. We checked out Abudi Kalooks with Krim. Now, again, Sheikh Khan in the games that we've watched so far. I mean, yes, we've always watched rugby. You've always watched rugby. I've always watched rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about rugby coaches is that they are hardly on the touchline, you know?
Yes, true.
But we never questioned it. We never asked why.
I never did, honestly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? I mean, we are in the midst of a Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, let's learn as much as we can.
Now, we had two people that wanted to clarify for us, Sheikh Khan.
Okay. Yes.
As to why rugby coaches are not on the touchline, but rather are on the technical area on top of the stadium. You know what I mean? Actually, that top of the stadium, it sounds so weird because now it sounds like literally on top of the stadium. But a little area there, like a booth.
It's like a booth, man. It's sort of like when you have like a VIP type of booth or whatever it is. It's a little booth where they're just there.
Okay.
Damn.
Let's check out a voice note here from the captain of the first team of United, Trasco United for that matter.
Yes, the
women's team. Osi Geraldine?
For the question of why do coaches sit away from the team, I think mostly for me it's just to see a better view from upstairs to see how they play. You can actually see and read a lot of game plan from them so that you can give them the go-aheads and where to improve on your second half. That's why I would say that's why the coaches don't sit there with the team. That's why they also have team managers and also technical staff assisting them from up there and telling the guys what to do. For the game against New Zealand, your guys, all the best, boys. All the best, really all the best. I think last year we had a try against New Zealand. Our Cappy this year, he did brilliantly by getting a try against New Zealand, which is not very easy for a small country like us. But I think what's important is that if we have the heart to play the game, we will do much better this year. I foresee that we will at least have 2 tries this year. And I think we build every World Cup, we build up. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Geraldine. So Geraldine is saying, first of all, in terms of the question,
yes,
is to have a better view.
Better view, yeah, yeah.
Technically, you know what I mean? We'll get to that New Zealand game in a bit.
Yeah.
We also had our resident commentator, that's Abudi Joe Blom, who is a seasoned commentator.
Commentator, yeah.
And he shared an interesting take on this. Have a listen, Sheikh Khan.
Good morning, you guys. A very, very interesting topic you have this morning. Why does rugby coaches sit in the stand and not next to the pitch like we see the soccer coaches does? I think one of the reasons are because in the last millennium we have seen technology take over. So once we had technology came in with the headsets and all those stuff, we were able to get coaches up in the stands, and then they get the message through to the guys on the pitch. We have your water boys, you have your medical guys, you have your team manager that is standing next to the pitch, and then you just give your signals from there on top. The coaches give down their signals to those guys. And I saw in the Namibian Premier League, the semi-finals and the finals, it was actually compulsory for coach to sit on top.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reasons was, I spoke to one of the guys, is to protect the coaches and to protect the referees as well. Because rugby is a very emotional game. So you will see coaches getting very emotional and getting into arguments with the referees, and that is to protect them from not getting involved in heated arguments.
Mm.
that's an interesting take, isn't
it? That's an interesting take, hey? What I'm thinking right now, partner, is just how frustrating it could actually be for the coach themselves to not be close to their players.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, you'd obviously have to be like a professional, have all these years of experience and stuff to be actually be able to deal with it. Mm. Because we're so used to having our coaches on the side in other different sport codes, you know?
Yeah, even I in think, netball most also.
Even in netball, yes. Because like, I think it even brings you a sense of just comfort to know that my coach
is
there.
Just right there.
He can quickly signal me, whatever
CG,
it is. Because when I was looking at Alistair, our coach, from up there, hey, he just looked so frustrated because sometimes it could be that you are giving an instruction, like you say, the medical team, the water boys, the management and technical team that's down there. But what if you give an instruction, right? And it's not being acted out?
And in sense of communication, that I think that's like a thing of communication. I will say one thing to you.
Yeah.
To
and
pass
how you
on,
relay on. Mm.
And how you relay it to the next person will not be exactly 100% the way I said you set it out to be.
What if I don't, as part of the technical team, don't agree with what you're saying as a coach, and I don't think that your plan is going to...
This is insane, actually.
And I switch off my mic and I say something else to the players on the side.
This is actually insane.
I'm just saying.
But hypothetically,
it happened.
But on a different note, though, Joe also said that it was actually compulsory during the semifinals the finals of the rugby premiership that just ended.
It gets really emotional, partner.
Yeah, for the coaches to be on top. Yeah. I think that is... I mean, part win, isn't it? Like, in the sense of, okay, we're moving with the times. You know, the whole world is now moving. The coaches must sit on top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And here we are with our local premiership.
Have a drink. Don't stress.
Up there. Yeah, have your cognac. Relax.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Just make sure you pass down those instructions.
Right? Yes. Quite interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that in our league.
Yeah.
So to actually see that actually happen, it's actually a really, really good thing.
All right, cool. Thank you so much to OC Geraldine, captain of the first team of Trusco United and our season commentator on rugby. Abudu Joe Blom, 744 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around.
I'm here live at JSB Sports Betting and Sudan.